This conference will.
So Friday morning, Sam got involved right out of the box, and of course he did his great thing about invest in your future, and he talked about, you know, the concept. And I think what's really important to us to learn, if you look at some of this stuff, and you might take a highlighter in your as you go through your notes and as you read through this too, is the fact that 66% of people who are homeless are obese. That's a huge statistic, and that just tells you about we're eating the wrong foods. Right? And we always have been using for a long time the fact that 70% of all healthcare costs can be eliminated purely by proper nutrition. That's a great statistic. It's great to have that one. It's a great one to communicate to people because, you know, we keep talking about our rising healthcare costs when, you know what, you and I are in control. But again, when you look at some of the new materials coming out from Manatech and the Extreme Food Makeovers, you're going to see that, you know, finding good food or healthy food or establishing a healthy lifestyle in an eating behavior is almost like an endangered species out there. I mean, it's like impossible to locate because our foods are so damaged. So, and laws protect the damaged foods, and we're just victim to it. We truly are, and I don't like to use the word victim because I've been through enough clemor to know that's not the direction we want to go, but you can choose out of it. It just is very difficult. It's not an easy thing anymore to eat healthy. It's very difficult. And in fact, there's a great quote in one of the videos, too, about it's easier to, if people find it easier to do their tax returns than it is to eat a healthy diet today or make a healthy meal. So he talked about the real food revolution. I mean, that's really who we are. That's our identity. We are the real food revolution. We're part and parcel of it. We are heading up that and leading the way. A lot of food supplement companies can't step into that because they're full of synthetics. So we really are in a great position to do that. And we're going to hear about Feed the Children later, but Feed the Children is going to potentially a terrific partner for us. Rob Sinnott got up and talked about, you know, my job is to you know, carry out Sam's vision. And that was a neat thing for him to say. He built a classic S-curve on the board and showed it on video that's what most companies go through. And, it, you know, S-curve is where it rises, goes down, and then goes back up again. And he sees we're back on the upswing again. After the downturn, we're now on the upswing. And he talked about, I love Rob because he really gives you a sense. We have people that are very conscientious about what's going on in the business world, what are the predictions, what are the forecasts for the future. And if we didn't have Rob in this company, people, we would just be living day to day in this company. And I think maybe some of that was transpiring in the past. Rob Sinnott really gives us that added dimension of, predictions. Future. What's happening in the industry and what's going to happen? And he talked about major predictions, the continuing pressure on public finances. Of course, that's going to happen. Questionably, poor health is going to continue to grow, right? Because the food companies are still in control and they're still giving us garbage. Increasing self-reliance, you know, in other words, we're going to start looking, instead of looking towards government, looking towards other entities to save us, we're going to have more that is dependent on us. And then the wellness industry is going to go through a major consolidation, and it's great for us because of where we're positioned. So anyway, and he talked about, you know, five major indicators of future potential and what that means for us, that we really have the importance of what we're going to do and what we're going to remain in terms of growing our business. And he just says, he really looks at it and says, we, Manatech, are going to dominate this industry in the next 5 years and have a blast doing it. And I really believe that is so, so true. And his comment that I love, too, is the idea that people really deserve to have real food technology. We deserve to be fed good food in our lives. But by fate, a lot of people don't have it. And what does he mean by that? He just means that there are a lot of people in this world that are underprivileged, that don't have the cash flow, and they end up being victimized by fast food industry. And that's why you can look at the homeless. Why are people that are poverty-level people the most obese people in our country? Because they're stuck eating the cheapest foods, which are garbage, okay? And that's a sad thing. And we have a huge group of people in that category today. We have huge numbers in the poverty level. So it's a really tough thing, and we're seeing that they're one of the greatest drains on the healthcare system as well. So we want to convert that, and we have a perfect product to help support that. Al Bauer talked about, he just set up the weekend talking about three questions. Number one, is it worth it? Number two, is it the right time, the right place to be? And number three, can I do this? Those are the questions. And you're going to see when he concludes, does the closing, he gets there. He brought up the blue ocean, red ocean. Is everybody familiar with that? I'll just give you that, what that's about. A red ocean is where everybody's competitive. When you look at a red ocean, that means everybody kind of has similar products. There's not a great level of distinction, so they're just eating on each other. And that's where all the sharks are eating on each other, and then it creates a red ocean because the blood spews out. A blue ocean is where you've distinguished yourself in such a way that there really isn't a lot of competition out there. So you live in this world of blue ocean that's just clear sailing for us because there aren't a lot of, and that's exactly where Manatech is. And although he gave Nelson Mandela the credit, it really is Marianne Williamson's piece. And I've put that a copy on the last page. A lot of you've seen this before, but it's been commonly misattributed to Nelson Mandela. And Al did the same thing again at Manifest. But I wanted to make sure that you understand it's Marianne Williamson's piece, and it's a great piece. If you want to post it above your computer, on your wall, whatever, it's great. Next, local leaders got up on stage just to talk about what's going on and why we're here. And they were all great. All three groups that did talk were really good. I especially like Paulette Roy's concept of, you know, spending a couple days at Disney World. She said, you know, this is like Disney. It's about, we all need to start dreaming again. It's what's missing in our life is our dreams. When we got involved with Manatech, many of us had big dreams. Well, we need to grab onto those and run with those again. Then they recognized the incentive qualifiers, and it was huge. There was one team alone, the Happy Team, who are the Chinese in Vancouver, that had 130 people qualify for the incentive. It was gigantic, and they just are having a blast. And Julia and Tony Bao, they're some Chinese. They're the head leaders out there, and they're now talking about building a presidential factory. They're churning presidentials out of their business. And all of us look back and go, okay, so we saw the South Koreans, now we have the Chinese. I mean, it's like, what is it about us, right? And these people are really determined. They work very hard. They put a lot of energy behind what they're doing, and it's a matter of commitment. Are you committed to doing it or not? Are you going to let things step in your way? And these people don't let anything stop them. Nothing is stopping them. And it really is a drive because they believe in the dream, and they can see it. And these guys are now, I mean, a lot of these people are living on just, I mean, very minimal income levels. And they now are earning $5,000, $10,000 on a monthly basis through Manatech. So it's been a real, absolute dream come true for them. Same thing we have the opportunity to do. There's no difference. They're Chinese. We're not Chinese, perhaps. And I know there are probably even some Chinese on this call. But what makes us different? What makes us different? Nothing. It's just a choice. That's what it is. It's purely one thing. It's about choice. And that's why I want to do the Slight Edge program, because I want to help people make better choices, that truly your life can be different and you have a phenomenal opportunity. And with the economy the way it is and the job market the way it is, this is one of the best opportunities available today. So Sam talked about the story of PhytoBlend. He started bringing up what's going on out there and you know, why he went in the direction of having PhytoBlend and the neat thing about, building toolkits to make it, you know, as easy as 1, 2, 3, the documentary about enriched foods and all the materials. He kind of set the stage of what materials we're going to see this weekend, and it was great. And he really said that, you know, when you look at Paul Zane Pilsner back in the next trillion-dollar industry, all of us read that book, 8 years ago, 10 years ago, he said the conspiracy between the food industry and the medical industry is alive and well. It's thriving, which is what's killing us. Okay, Simon Cryer talked a little bit. He just talked about XFM bootlegging before we got the packs out. He just talked about, you know, people that were already doing it, and two of us got a chance to get up and talk. And I chose not to talk about my XFMs because I didn't, you know, so I'm doing XFMs. That's great. And it's been a blast all summer. We've been doing them at different people's homes and churches and all sorts. I even did one in a health food store. So there's many ways you can do the XFMs. So it's been a blast and a lot of fun to get that out. But what I chose to talk about was a Pottinger study, and what a wonderful talk that was. I got a lot of great feedback from the audience. You might look for that video and use it. In your, you know, you could use Mary Jo's video on from stage on the Pod and Dry. I'm pretty sure Manatech's going to put that out. But if not, hopefully maybe we can get a copy of it and use it. But it's but it was just about the idea that we really are living the Pottinger human study, except the problem is ours is not a study. Ours is reality. We're seeing what happens with the distinctions. These numbers I put in the outline are from 1932, a study done on cats. And if you look at the five major things that changed in people's lives, fertility, calcium in bones, allergies, mood swings, aggravation, anger, and all that kind of stuff, and hypothyroidism, those are the five critical categories of real distinctions between the cats that ate all raw and the cats that ate processed, pasteurized, and everything else. I mean, what are we seeing today in the U.S. experience? Fertility, calcium, allergies, you know, moods, anger, all the kind of things, hypothyroidism, masculine. I mean, those are five of the huge categories of what's distinguishing us as a nation compared to where we were 50 years ago in our health as human beings. So Susan talked about her XFM, so there's a lot of, again, we call them bootleggers because that was prior to the new packs coming out that came out at ManaQuest. Then Friday afternoon, Robson had talked about being a real food champion. That's what all of us want to do. We want to step into being that real food champion. He used a Michael Porter quote, and I didn't get the quote down because I was in the midst of talking to, I think it was somebody from ManaTech. But I looked at Michael Porter as the person that he quoted, and I really love this one. On the one hand, you know, companies have to be schizophrenic. On the one hand, they have to maintain continuity of strategy, but they also have to be good at continuously improving. And that's where we are. We want to keep that continuous improvement. So he just listed all the things, you know, about the market, why we distinguish ourselves, and quantifying the opportunity for us. Unlocking the opportunity. So read all that data in the outline. I won't have to go through all of it, but he did a great job of giving us a concept and helping to build our belief system about why ManaTech and what an incredible journey we have. And Nutriveris is the beginning of that journey. It's not the end of the journey. It's the beginning of the journey. And that's why we really have an opportunity here, second to none, in ManaTech to have an incredible product, all real food, very affordable, all nutrients. How do I get that real food, real nutrients back in my diet? He addressed other health needs as well. You know, develop loyal customers for life was his big concept, and that's really what we need to do. And I'm working with some people at ManaTech now on a customer service program, and because I think it's critical. I think we need one. We need to have a sophisticated customer service program so that we don't lose people. We have them for life. So, and then what happens is as you develop the relationship with them, they might start with Nutriveris, but, you know, there's never a company or a group of products that, you know, you don't start on one. Just like when you started on ManaTech products without Nutriveris, you might have started with one, and all of a sudden now you're buying $200 a month or $300 a month, hopefully understanding how to order that in member accounts so you can save yourself a lot of money. But the importance is that none of us are taking just one product today. Steve Nugent got on board, and he got on stage and went through Nutriveris. He talked about all the Nutriveris information, you know, what it is, and we've been through a lot of this, and stabilized rice bran, antioxidants. He went through all the different elements of Nutriveris. The thing that I found fascinating, although I didn't find the reference to it, he put up a slide that said that, you know, why do we know that what we've been doing for the last 20 years isn't working with synthetic vitamins? Well, we know it because look at the results we've created. If synthetic worked, why is there 90% deficiency in potassium, 80% deficiency in vitamin E, 75% deficiency in vitamin D, and 70% deficiency in calcium and magnesium? Why do these extreme deficiencies exist in our society when 50 million Americans take vitamin and minerals, right? Well, because they're not working. And I love those statistics. I don't have a reference to it, so if someone in this call has a reference to it, that'd be great. All I have is Dr. Steve Nugent. But that's what he published and put on a slide at ManaQuest. And, of course, then we have the synthetic vitamins killing us, the studies that show that, and you have those references as well. This information, people, is invaluable. In fact, it's so valuable, I drafted an email that we're doing an email blitz with everybody in our downline, everyone who we have email addresses for, sending them the Food Busters DVD, and then the solution, the problem, the solution. And I'm using some of this data to support that. So people, it's called the shocking email. And that's what I'm sending it out, because I have nothing to lose, only to gain, to get people to really get it. I want people to understand it. It's not about Mary Jo just pushing another vitamin mineral supplement. It's about the truth. And they need to, people need to know the truth. And that's what we are. We're truth bearers, and we need to get out there and share this. Simon also talked about the new bundle. They added a new bundle, a 189, that's got the omega-3s added to it. Then they did a couple testimonials about the impact that Nutrivirus is having on people's lives. Constance talked about her son, the Nutrivirus, making a huge, even though the son had been on, he's developmentally challenged, and even though he'd been on Ambertose for years, adding Nutrivirus has made a huge difference in his life. Now, question mark whether that's compliant or not. Paula Underwood gave a testimonial about reigniting her downline, and she has a gal who said, I'll take the products, but I'm not going to get back in doing the business. Well, guess what? A week later, she's upgraded to All-Star again, and she's off to the races running, doing the business, because she's having so much fun with the Nutrivirus parties, the XFMs, even though she didn't call them XFMs per se, because we didn't have that terminology back then. Oh, by the way, people, everybody at ManaQuest got an XFM T-shirt, which is awesome. And you know what we did with those things? Lydia and I, last week, we showed up at work wearing, in other words, Lydia came over to the house and I was already dressed and working, wearing the T-shirts. So that day we went out, she needed to buy cat litter, we went out to Petco, and guess what happened? The woman at the Petco store looked at us and said, "What are your shirts all about?" And I went, "Bingo, what a great idea. I want as many of these T-shirts as possible." So I don't, Manatech doesn't have any left, or they're going to be doing a tour. I think they're getting rid of these out on their tour they're doing, XFM tour with Susan Havener, and I think Al Ball is doing some, and Ray Robbins, and they're doing that tour, and they're going to be handing some of these out. So make sure you go and get, if you weren't at ManaQuest, make sure you go and get your T-shirt. If you were at ManaQuest, make sure you're washing that T-shirt every other day and wearing it every day, right? Because it makes a huge difference. It's a talking tool to be wearing that. So, Simon Carr then talked about doing the whole XFM, and he showed a new introductory video, The Problem, which is really awesome. It's all part of the XFM DVD. Where else can they find that, Lydia, today? Oh, they have in the resource library, if you look under XFM, they have all of the tools and all the videos there. So you can all go and watch those. And, of course, you can also buy a tool kit, which is $5, I believe. And they're very valuable. They give you like 10 or 20 member application forms, associate application forms, beautiful colored sheets. Excuse me. And on those forms, they have, you know, descriptions of all the different packs they can buy. It's just really neat. They've done a great job in that toolkit, and they're so worth $5. I recommend everybody get a toolkit. I think they're in all the new packs and in the new renewal packs. Is that right, Lynn? Yeah, because when we get to the renewals, I'm going to talk to you about that so you don't have to buy your toolkit. Okay, so hold off on that issue because you may get it another way if you want to get one. And then they added a call to action video. Are you a 1, 2, or 3? I love that. I didn't like it when I first heard about it, but now I love it. I think it gives clarity on where everybody is in the meeting, you know, and Simon did such a great job of presenting it, and so does the DVD. So that kit is great. He talked about how to set up a XFM party in your home or in somebody's church or wherever you're going to do it. And he just gave some suggestions. He talked about emphasizing the right music to use, you know, no chairs, so stay away from getting real formal. Conversation causes people to relax. So he says, always build in conversation. Conversation causes people to relax. When people relax, they stay longer. When they stay longer, they buy. You getting this connection? It's, you know, it's the A then B, B then C, C then D, and that's your net result. You can't go from A to D without going through B and C, and that's what he's saying. He's saying conversation causes people to relax, relax causes people to stay longer, staying longer results in people buying. So that's what you want to make sure you're doing. These are great helpful hints in all of you in doing your XFMs. And so I wrote them in the outline because I want you to take your highlighter and highlight them, and I want you to have the best possible results. Can you create a failing XFM? Yeah. You can fail at anything, but I think it's really choice. So just make better choices and use form if you need to break the conversation. We know that family, occupation, recreation, and motivation, or, you know, there's other M words that have been used, a message, all sorts of money. So people use M for different things. I use it for motivation. Okay, so form, use F-O-R-M. And success is not about resources, rather about resourcefulness. So that means we need to be more resourceful, right? Everybody get that? We need to be more resourceful. And that just means stepping into a more resourceful, stepping into that giving spirit, that loving spirit that we all have. You can choose reasons or results, but you can't have both. So stay out of excuses and choose results. And he also talked about your 30-second story. He had everybody in the audience talk to each the person next to you and give your 30-second story. Very difficult to do. And he said the shorter the story, the more impactful it is. So he gave us 5 rules on the story. It was funny. Smile. Some of you say you're happy to be here, but you have to let you'd be a good idea if you let your faces know it. I thought that was so cute, that statement, so I put it in the outline. My name is, that's the way you start your story. My name is, what things were like before, where I am now, I highly recommend you start with the top package, so the close. So Simon's would go like this. My name is Simon Carr. I was dead broke, making $300 a week, and had thousands of dollars of debt. I jumped on this opportunity, made $3,000 in the first month, and never looked back. Now I'm totally out of debt, have made more than $2 million, and I've traveled around the world. If you're interested in being debt-free, making a lot of money, and traveling the world, then I highly recommend you start with the top pack. Isn't that great? I mean, you guys can memorize this and make it your story. Now, and it may not be your story because you go, oh, Mary Jo, but I haven't made millions of dollars. Great. Then you say, you know what? I was dead broke, making $300 a week, and had thousands of dollars of debt. A friend of mine told me about this opportunity. He made $3,000 the first month, never looked back, and ended up and making more than $2 million traveling the world and getting out of debt. So that's my direction I'm going. So if you're interested in doing that as well, then I suggest you start with the top pack like I did. Do you see how you can take somebody else's story and make it your story? That is so cool. Some of you look at that and go, well, that's not my story. So make it your story. Make it the reason you're doing what you're doing. Stories sell, so build yours or use someone else's. Either way, it works. Very important to have a story. Some of you are out there going, well, Mary Jo, I'm not doing this because how do I tell people about the business? How do I represent the business when I've done so poorly? And you go, grab somebody else's story. It doesn't have to be your story. Oh, I've been working Manitech for 10 years. I got up to executive, and then I fell back to regional, and now I'm trying desperately to, you know, add a new person every month. Oh, that's really that's a story that would sell no one. Okay, so grab a story, right? Absolutely. Get a story. Al Ball, a call to action. He said before he left the room on Friday night, he said, everybody leave here tonight, get your contact list out, book 2-3 XFMs in the next 5 days, and what else? Get that contact list and start calling people. Invite them to your home. Make it go viral. You know, and one of the big things he said, so highlight this in your outline, don't make your home XFM Central. A lot of you guys want to be XFM kings and queens. You want to spread it out. You want to have it at other people's homes and continuing to drop down other people's homes, other people's homes. That's how you get this continuous stream of thousands of members in one leg for you. You just keep working with new members, working. Support them in having their own XFM so they can get their products for free. And all of a sudden you'll become a millionaire. Is that a problem? Can you deal with that? Hopefully. Okay, Saturday morning, what happened? New presidential recognition came out. I loved one of the guys got up there. He said, the word impossible doesn't mean impossible. It means I'm possible. The word nowhere doesn't mean nowhere. It means now, here. Just redo the words. Turn your attitude to can't to can. Negative to positive. Impossible to possible. All these, you know, it's just a choice in attitude. He said 3 things are important to him. A wake-up call, Manitech is a gift. Where in my life today am I serving like I can? So this is a huge service call. It's a gift, and it's a place to serve. Number 2, vision. I can help people now. Like right now, this guy stood up. He goes, I'm helping save 1,000 children a month. He goes, where was I doing that before? I don't have to wait until I'm a millionaire to do it. I can do it today. Right? And number three, financial dream. He said he read Craig Hill's book about wealth. I didn't get the rest of the title of that book. He said provision is for fulfilling your vision. If you go after your vision, like Manatech, then God will provide. Money always follows. Pursue your vision, money will follow. And Tristan O is the one that taught him the vehicle of network marketing to fulfill his vision. So, and actually created the vision for him, more than implanted a new vision for him. Tristan O gave a great talk. He did an analogy of networking to his dream car, and it was really cute. I think they'll probably have that one as a replay. I suggest you listen to that one for sure. Need to have passion in your heart. God has given us a car for his kingdom. Tristan's a great guy, top business builder last year, probably number one this year again. He's just growing like crazy. It's just a blessing to be around him. He's just so inspirational. He's like 22 years old. Simon Cryer, then he got into step 1, 2, 3. He did the next thing, and he made it really clear. It does not matter where people start, but where they finish. That's a great fit. So don't ever get discouraged if somebody just wants to buy Nutriveris. It's not where they start. It's where they finish. Kevin Robbins then got on stage and talked about how to make money with the business. He did the building blocks, say helping four, right? He says what you do is you go out there and you help four people get their products for free. That's called a block. And then you're going to find four associates and help them do the same thing. Okay? That's the idea. That's the whole program in a nutshell. I happen to call the whole thing about four associates and four customers who and help them get products for free. I call that, that's Mary Jo's reference to it as a business unit, because I think it's critical that you get four associates, and I want to build that in part of the building. So it's not a sideline. It's critical. So it's about finding four customers, help to get their products for free. At the same time, find yourself four associates. Now you've built your business unit, and now just help your associates build their business units. That's how I talk about it, just a different way. You can talk about building blocks, but the building block concept leaves out the four associates. So I think it's important to really drive yourself to understand that you can't just do this with members. Why? Because you're going to be, could you build money with just members? Absolutely. In fact, some of you have seen the chart where building just members makes more money than building associates. Problem is, how do you manage? You can't manage that number of people. So you want to make sure you're building leverage in your business and managing, you know, now manage four associates and let them manage four associates and watch what happens. Yeah. He reviewed all the benefits of members. He also reviewed there's a new brochure out there on how to make money with Manatech. That will come in your toolkit, so you don't have to purchase one. I'm going to show you how to get one for free, so you don't have to worry about that. And then when you're building a business block, just getting four people who get their products for free, you're going to be making $320 a month, assuming they are ordering $100, right? A minimum of $100. You'll be making $320 on a monthly basis. That's more money than a lot of you have made, but it's a starting point. It's just getting four who get four. There's a new all-star pack Manatech has brought out. It's a $998 pack. Now, make it really clear in all of your heads. The $498 pack, they changed from 9 to 8. Don't ask me why. It's just what they chose to do. So now it's $498 for an all-star pack, $998 for another all-star pack. They both are equivalent in terms of the compensation plan and being an all-star. What's different is the difference in compensation would be you're going to get $200 sign-up bonus on the $998 versus only a $100 bonus or $75 bonus, I guess it is, for the $498, okay? So there's a difference in the enroller bonus that you get. Okay, so if you want to make more money off an enroller bonus, you can sell the $998 pack. The $998 pack has a bunch of freebies in it. You can go and do your own analysis of it. I put some numbers in there, and I want to qualify them. I didn't have a chance to go back and check whether they're totally accurate or not. These kind of came off stage, but I think there are extra products in there. But there's also 12 months of free Success Tracker and Navigate. So that new $998 pack is built for a business builder. Everybody clear on that? Right, it's built for a business builder. So you can go in there and get that as a business builder. Now, for those of you already involved in Manatech, now this is one I want you to really get this real clear in your outline, get your highlighter, and say, and I want you to highlight for only $228. Right now, through Business Period 13, Manatech has a special renewal pack available. Anyone can take advantage of this renewal pack. Okay? And somebody wrote me an email the other day and said, Mary Jo, I can't take advantage of it, and I said, well, you can't do it online. You're going to have to do it by phone. So if you have been unable to do it online because you've recently renewed, you can call it in and do it. The pack is so good, people, that I'm going to suggest to you, if you renewed a week before ManaQuest, like one of my downline did, they're renewing again this month. And you're going, well, how can that be? That makes no sense. I just paid $228 or $229 and got a renewal pack. Because for $228, this is what you get. You can do this. For $228, no matter when your renewal date is, you can do this. And it does change this, by the way, changes your renewal date. So you have to know that. It's not going to kick back to your old renewal date. For only $228, do you think Mary Jo did this? My renewal date's in March. Did I go do this? I did it last week. I did it on Tuesday, the first day ManaTech was open. And here's why. I got three tubs of Nutriveras. That has a value of almost $180, right? Because they're $58, $56, so it's almost $180. So add that. 12 months of Navigate and Gold Success Tracker. What's the value of that? $30 a month, $360, right? So what's the total value I just got? $540 worth of value. How much did I pay? $228. What did I lose when doing this? Now, what does this mean for Mary Jo? It means I don't have to pay $29.95 every month for the next 12 months. I didn't have to pay September. My payment was coming up on the 15th of September, and guess what? I don't have to pay it. I've terminated paying for it. Now I have it for 12 months free, in effect, because I bought a 228 pack. So I don't get billed $30 a month for any of my Success Tracker, Gold Success Tracker, or my Navigate. I get it, quote-unquote, for free because I renewed. So are you guys following me? For a price of $228, you get $540 worth of value, and you can go, well, Mary Jo, but I just renewed like I don't care. You're going to spend $360 over the next 12 months on Navigate and Success Tracker, and instead of paying that $360, you could pay $228. Forget about the free Nutriveras. Even if they weren't going to give you Nutriveras in this renewal pack, it would make sense for you to renew again. Even without the Nutriveras, it would make sense because it would save you $130 on what you're going to pay out over the next 12 months on using Success Tracker and Navigate. Is everybody clear on this? And you do not want to go without Navigate. You guys, Navigate has been rebuilt, and it has a ton of stuff for XFMs in there. How to invite, how to entice somebody to do their own XFM party. All these new videos on food gone bad. I am using this to broadcast my new email blitz program on, my shock email program. I'm using Navigate for that. I mean, even if you're not out handing out cards and Navigate is invaluable, invaluable. And that's going to be a major part of how to use Navigate today. That's part of what I'm doing in my new program because I realize some people have fallen by the wayside, so it's how to now use Navigate as your new tool. And Navigate, here's another thing about Navigate. They're adding a university, Network Marketing University, training, self-development, so you're going to be able to tap into all those other tools about training as well. So anyway, so I'm telling you people, this is a deal of a century. I don't care if you renewed a week before ManaQuest, you ought to be in there renewing again today. You have 3 months to take advantage of it. You have 4 months, September, October, November, December. It's only available, this new renewal packs are only available through BP13. So do it now. It's a huge, gigantic value. And it's I call it the no-brainer. Now, some of you might say, oh, Mary Jo, but $248, I can also get gold mail. Well, great. You can get the full complement of Mana Pages. I don't use Mana Pages anymore, but you might use it. If you're really hot on having five different Mana Pages and you really send people to five different Mana Pages, then you can choose to do that. I think Mana Pages, personally, is going to be basically weeded out. It's going to disappear. In the next 12 months, it's going to disappear. Oh, and you go, but Mary Jo, I love gold mail. Well, here's the gold mail story. Number one, gold mail. If you're using gold mail, you better be really proficient in building PowerPoint presentations. There are very few people I would even suggest have that capability. You better have Lydia as a guideline to help you do that. Because otherwise, you're going to be spending all your time building PowerPoints instead of doing the business, which is called sharing, right? I'd rather share 24/7 than building PowerPoints. So anyways, that's one. Number two, if you like gold mail, guess what? You can go in and order gold mail from Manatech for $5 a month. What is that going to cost you over 12 months? $60. $60, right? That's what it's going to cost you. So your choice on what you want to do. If you want to get gold mail, you can do the 248 pack, right? But it's the problem with doing that is you're giving up $180 in Nutriveris for $60, and you're paying 20 more. So it's really, it's going to cost you $80. You're paying 20 more, right? So you're paying 20 more. It would have cost you 60 under the 228 pack, but you're paying 20 more, but you're also getting $180 of free product under. So my problem with the 248 pack on renewal is I don't get it. That's all I'm telling you. I don't get it. So if you want, if you got your outline, if somebody can explain it to me, that'd be great. But in my outline, I put a big X through the 248, and I go, I'm doing the 228, and if I want gold mail, I'll add the extra $60 because I'm getting $180 of free Nutriveris in my pack, and I'm paying $20 less, so I'm more than compensating paying a little bit extra dollars to get gold mail if I'm going to actually use it. Okay? Everybody got it? Clear, 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 clear. I originally thought the 248 included three tubs of Nutriveris as well, but it didn't. That was the confusion we had in our original review of it. But when we found out it has no tubs, notice I put you get no tubs of Nutriveris. I want you guys to be as clear as I am. So what's your goal today? Get off this call and renew because you're getting a deal of a lifetime at 228. Everybody clear on that? Any questions? I really saw it. Did you guys see how I saw it as a no-brainer? Okay. Associates having success with members. The next step, they interviewed Michael Vanderhoof. Wendy Kramer got up there test driving. I mean, these guys are really doing a great job. You can read some of their comments. They just really, the member program is just off the charts for these people. They're growing their business like never before with members. The next was recognition of top 10 business builders in North America. Seven of them were Chinese from Vancouver, including Sylvia, the gals, and Tony Bao, the guys who are in charge of that presidential factory up in Vancouver. The top in the U.S., the top number one person was Tristan Oh. It was number one in the United States. The other two in the United States were Michael Vanderhoof and none other than Mary Jo Hilliker. Was that a shock? Yes. Of course, I've been telling you guys that, you know, I didn't get interviewed because they only interviewed the top guy, Tristan. He got to speak again. But let me suggest to you, this is what happened with Mary Jo. Why was Mary Jo on stage? Not because I've doubled my business over the last 10 months, but let me tell you what I did do. When Navigate came out last November and Rodney was in Dallas, I was invited to go over to Manatech with a number of presidentials to review the Navigate program, to let Manatech know what we thought about it. I was overwhelmed by it. I loved the material. I thought it had a real possibility to create some incredible activity and an easy way of sharing and beautiful emails, beautiful concept that we had the library, and I never had to buy another DVD in my life, which made me very happy. So I was all in on that. But I still had this little problem going on in my brain, and it was called my belief system. You know, Texas AG robbed a lot of us of our beliefs. Some of us, like for me, for instance, my income fell pretty dramatically after that happened over the next couple of years. So I went out and I started investing in real estate. And so because I come from Solution, I created another set of income flow, you know, so I could continue to have Lydia as my right-hand person and work with me in this. And I continued working on my Manatech business. But there's something inside of me that I was looking at it going, all I was doing is watching my business go down. I wasn't, even matter how much I worked, some months I'd be up and then the next month I'd be down. And it was like frustrating to me. And so when I went in early December, I sat down and I said, Mary Jo, it's all about you. It's about whether you believe or not. Are you going all in on this? Are you truly going to believe and step up and just believe 100% that you can build this business again? And I said, absolutely. And you know what? That's inside of each and every one of you. And when I made that decision in December of last year, my business has never dropped. I have gained every single business period, even through some of the tough times of the summer months. Every business period, my business has grown since I made that commitment. And that is what is going to be part of Slight Edge, about what we're going to create for you in Slight Edge. That is what, but I can't create it for you. It's going to start from one basic premise. Where's your belief system, and are you ready to make a shift? If you're stuck, are you ready to make a shift? Because that's the whole thing. It's never giving up, never quitting. I'm in the game 100%. And for some of you, some of you go, well, but I'm so much smaller than you are, Mary Jo. Then you have more control. Are you guys getting this? The smaller you are, the more control you have over growing every month. When you get bigger, it's not as easy. You can see, like let's take, for example, I'm just going to bring up, like, Wendy Kramer's organization. Wendy Kramer's organization, she signed up under Kathy Jackson, that International Harvest Church out in Pasadena. They had like 400 new people sign up in Manatech in the first week when they introduced this program, this nonprofit program, right? So what's your immediate assumption, as was mine? Well, Wendy's going to be a top business builder, or Kathy Jackson's going to be a top business builder. They weren't on stage. When your business is so big, sometimes other legs are falling off. We might be growing this one, but another leg might be falling off. It's hard to manage the whole big picture. So the smaller you are, the easier it is for you to really be on top of all that management, and how critical it is to build a system where you have a sophisticated customer service program and you have a sophisticated leadership program, so that you're driving your people every single day, no matter whether you go off to a nonprofit or not or whatever. You follow me? That's the goal. That's the Slight Edge. That's what we're going to do. So it's about decision-making and making it happen. So enough on that, but it was a blessing. And as so many people said to me, they said, Mary Jo, it was so great to see you up on stage because we saw somebody who was Anglo. It's just how we work and our attitude, and anybody can be up on stage. And I would love to have all you guys up on stage. Amen to that. Manifest is coming up, so your turn. Bob Adams talked about the flight program, and a lot of you know about that. The flight program, you can have access. It's for presidentials that no longer qualified. They brought this flight program in, and they're doing terrific through this program. People are getting re-energized, re-engaged, people that had kind of just lost their way a little bit. And so they're having a great time with it, and people are getting restored and renewed. You can have access to their materials by going into the resource library and looking up flight team, and you'll find it. He challenged everybody in the room. He said, he put the quote out there about, some of you saw the ad for Apple back in, 1990s, right, Lynn? Or was it early 2000? 94? There's an ad for Apple in 1994, and it talked about people who really, the different people like Einstein. It was for the first Apple, not Macintosh, was it? It was not the first Apple. It was one of the newer models. But he talked about people that were, so he played that little piece from that ad. And he said, really, it's about thinking outside the box, doing things different. I think the ad itself, where the ad was entitled Think Different, not differently, Think Different. There's a big distinction there. Differently is an adverb. Think different means the topic is different. Okay? Get that clear. His closing challenge was, I want to challenge all of you to be crazy, right? Be absolutely crazy. So we're going to be absolutely crazy. Okay. Luciano got up there and just kind of talked about network marketing overall. And 1997 was the ad, by the way. Then you can go to YouTube and type in Think Different Commercial and play that one. And it'll bring back memories for you, 1997. YouTube, there you go. Thanks, bud. Okay, one of Luciano's comments, he goes, when he first started network marketing, he was reading a book, How Not to Win Friends and Influence Nobody. He goes, I had that book down pat. He was like a wallflower, da-da-da-da-da. I said, that's kind of a cute thing because it takes off on the other book that we know so well. anyway, so it was fun. He just gave a good little talk. Rodney Gilchrist got up then and talked about we're now the 4S culture. Simple, make it make sense, show it in a way that says wow, and all of this leads to success. So it's simple, sense, show, success, a 4S culture that we're developing. He thinks everybody ought to rewatch the Navigate. I agree with him because they've redone it. That's the overview. And he talked about ManTech being the greatest opportunity, gave you all the reasons for that. We're part of it. The new video on YouTube, Food Busters, if you haven't hit that, you're missing it. That's built into my shocking email program that we're running. The definition of a champion, someone who defends, protects, he took that out of Webster's, I believe. And he has a new video, too, that's on Navigate that's called I Empower Champions. It's a great one. And we all change our health, our family's health, the health of others, and nutrition of an at-risk child. And it's great. He went through all the new templates. There are a ton of new templates on Navigate incorporating Nutriveris. Take time to familiarize yourself with them so you can use them. The XLM is a new program that's coming out. He's working on it right now. In fact, I think, Lid, are we going over there today? Yeah, we're going over to meet with him to review some of that today. It's about extreme lifestyle makeover. It's my favorite. I love that because I like the concept of extreme lifestyle makeover. I think it's going to have a lot of pull in our industry today because a lot of people are looking for an extreme life makeover. Tired of looking for the government to help us. Let's go do it ourselves. Lunch break. I just give you a review of the lunch breakout session because I was on stage with Sam with a couple other gals, Deb Jones and Kathy Jackson. They talked all about the nonprofit. So I gave you that wrap up. There are a lot of breakout sessions. I couldn't be in all of them, of course. So I just gave you the one that I attended, and it was great. I got to share about my experience around First Baptist Fort Worth, which is up and running, and it's amazing, people. I was delivering products yesterday at church. I got 3 new email addresses. I mean, this thing is just growing by itself. I'm not doing a lot of work around it because I don't have time. I was out at, I gave the talk the Sunday before I went to ManaQuest. So you can imagine I only had 2 days in town that week. Last week was Labor Day week, and this week I'm heading out to San Diego for the wedding. I mean, I don't have the time to be 100% into the church stuff, but it's coming to me. And people are bringing people to me like never before. Friends that have Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, another one with MS, another one with, just looking for something that improved their health. It's just wonderful to hear the access it's given me to more and more people because people now really feel like they have a source for answers. And it's fun to work with the people in the church. We're seeing some remarkable results in some of the people in church already just being on the products for a couple of weeks. So I'm telling you, what a blast. If you can get in there, do it. And I think, Lydia, did we get the DVD or what's the status? Next week we're going to get the DVD of my presentation. It's actually a sermon that was given on a Sunday morning. So you're going to get the sermon and then Mary Jo incorporate at the tail end. So you can actually show your pastor what we did at First Baptist of Fort Worth. And as I said in the breakout session, we are a very, very conservative church. So if we can do it there, we can do it anywhere. Saturday afternoon, more recognition of presidentials. Simon Cryer back on again. Brett Duncan talked about duplication. Multiplication is what we really are all about. And he talked about all the new things, the iPad app, the earning income brochure, the welcome pack for members, which is a welcome booklet. It's really a booklet for members. And we just picked up a member pack, and it's really awesome. I mean, the materials are great, what they're getting. The only pack that doesn't contain the toolkit is the member pack, right, Lid? They just have a booklet. Otherwise, they have the toolkit. Do they get a toolkit? Did we get one when we picked up the one? Oh, we picked up an associate one. We signed up an associate. Oh, isn't that something new and different? Navigate. Then Rodney got up again. Sorry, I'm running over. I know I'm 5 minutes late for some of you. Navigate Now. We talked about the Navigate University, the personal development practical how-tos, everything that he's adding to it. That should be coming out. Don Partridge was towards the tail end of the day. I gave you a lot of material from Don's talk because I think he gave us a lot of good food. So I want you to read through that. I don't have time to go through it all, but he gave some key things in there. And one of the things, I think he's the one that brought this up, or somebody did, Who was it? Might have missed it. I know it's in your outline today. I'm trying to zip through this as fast as possible. But one of the things that really hit home to me on somebody's talk was that network marketing is about managing discouragement. And I never heard it that way because I'm always such a positive person. But the reality is that a lot of you, somebody says no, and how are you managing discouragement? And if you don't understand how to manage discouragement, you're going to get stuck and you're going to fall in the doldrums. You're going to waste time, and time's your only limited asset. So you don't want to waste any time. You want to be in the moment, every moment you can, right? And so managing discouragement was a great concept for me. So I'm trying to incorporate a little piece on that in the new program I'm doing as well, because I think it's critical that we manage discouragement. But he gave a lot of great things. So read through the material in the outline around Don Partridge. It's easy. He just said, you know, get rid of the tough ones. If people have a lot of objections, just use the famous word next, one of Mary Jo's favorite. Collect the easy ones. There are a lot of easy ones out there. Go get the easy ones. Don't feel like you have to solve everybody's problem if they're so caught up in objections, right? People will listen to you because you're attractive, informed, and determined. That's important. This is a company of heart, integrity, and compassion. And then Miss Washington, Mandy Schindel, she's Miss Washington. She was unbelievable. This gal's like 22 years old, and she got up on stage and had such a presence about her. You would have thought she was 35. She just was in so control of her speech. She was so inspirational, so passionate. At 11, she started her own foundation. She worked with Make a Wish Foundation. Make a Wish Foundation. She is just was so inspirational. I wish I would have gotten her book. If you get a chance to do that, you may want to do that. But Mandy is terrific. I believe that's going to be one of the videos that you're going to be able to watch. I suggest to you watch that. And don't go into comparison. I know some people in the audience are going, man, where was I at 22? I didn't have anywhere near what she has, right? Wrong. You had everything she has. You just weren't using it in the same way. So time to use it now, right? Don't get into all that. And then Al Ballard did the closing. He went back to the three questions he laid out, and the crowd was exhilarated. They felt like they answered every single one of those three questions that he posed for us. Is it worth it? Absolutely. Crowd went nuts. Is this the right time and right place? Absolutely. Crowd went nuts. And can I do this? If there was one major question answered at ManaQuest, everybody in the room walked out knowing they were totally empowered to do this, because the XFM, the tools, were absolutely off the charts, the easiest things to use, and anyone and everyone can do it. So clear, clear, clear. He gave us a call to action over the next few weeks. And then don't forget about Manifest 2013, the weekend. Mark it on your calendar, April 25th to 28th. And it's going to be not international. It's going to be a North American Manifest. So that's something new, people. We're not going to be including all the countries around the world. We're going to be focusing on North America only, Mexico, U.S., Canada, which is great. Okay, so that's an awesome thing. And the other thing about it is going to be, it'll be a little smaller than what we've seen in the past. It's going to be at the Hyatt here in Dallas. So let's all get ready for that. And then he talked about the presidential summit. If you qualify as presidential by November 30th, you are invited. Okay, everybody, that's it. Any questions? Whoa, I didn't go too much over. Any questions? You think I captured it or what?
Mary Jo, Peggy from Porcupine.
Hi, Peggy.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure somebody else was talking there. Yeah.
They'll hold for a second. Go ahead.
Okay, you've done a great job again, and I just want to say how excited as a Canadian I am to look forward to our product. We're going to get Nutrivirus next weekend. This weekend.
Wow! You guys are going to be going nuts, right? Congratulations.
So it's coming into our Calgary office on Friday, I guess. So we're really looking forward to that.
Awesome. Have fun with it. It's awesome. Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. And now Canada has all that Navigate materials to go with it. I mean, they got a whole – that's great. Who else was on the phone? Somebody else had a question. Hello? I heard two voices at the same time. Are you still on?
Actually, it was about the iPad app. It's referenced in your material, but I was a little embarrassed. I'll call Manatech to get that information.
Oh, okay. No, don't be embarrassed. Ever. Absolutely. You want to get that app on your iPhone and your iPad?
Not an iPhone.
I mean, it's not an iPhone, sorry. iPad, you want to get that app on your iPad so that you can go out there and do 100% of your presentation right off of an iPad. It's awesome. So find out about it, get it set up, and you'll be off to the races running. There's so many great things they've added to it. It's awesome. Yeah. If I'm going to do it, people, you can do it. And you know me and technology, that's why I have Lydia. But she's helping me learn all of that, and that's great. Okay? All right, everybody. Love you all. Have a great week. And look forward in the next 48 hours to getting an email from me about what this new program is going to be. And I look forward to watching your businesses skyrocket. And you Canadians, you're so lucky to get Nutriverus and have all the tools there. You should double your business. Make a commitment over the next 3 to 6 months. Double that business. Okay, everybody. Love you all. And keep your eyes open for the videos if you want to watch some of the things that we reviewed today. Yeah. Oh, who else? Somebody?
Wedding. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know what I'm going to do for all you guys? I'm going to share some pictures next Monday morning. How's that?